Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Monday, October 28th. I'm Abby Larico. St. Louis has always had a strong craft beer scene, but recently some local breweries have faced headwinds, including bankruptcy filings and some closings.
People don't drink as much anymore. I mean, especially younger people aren't drinking, and if they are drinking, they're doing it in the privacy and safety of their own home.
St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt explores what's happening with craft beer. That conversation coming up after this news on The Gateway. Federal officials say at least four people in Missouri have gotten sick from eating contaminated hamburgers from McDonald's. The four cases are included in an E. coli outbreak that has sickened more than 70 people around the country. The outbreak is tied to the fast food giant's Quarter Pounder hamburgers. Most people in the outbreak reported eating those sandwiches before getting sick. In parts of Missouri and other states, McDonald's has stopped using slivered onions and beef patties suspected of causing the outbreak. No cases have been reported in Illinois, although officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say it takes weeks to confirm if cases are part of an outbreak. They add that many who get sick do not report their symptoms. Voters are answering the call to cast their ballots early during Missouri's no-excuse period. Election authorities warned the extensive ballots might take more time than voters anticipate to complete and encouraged those who can to come out to an early voting location before November 5th. During week one of the early voting period, lines in the St. Louis area often matched the ballots. Election authorities report more than 18,000 St. Louis City, more than 20,000 St. Charles County, and more than 78,000 St. Louis County residents have voted in person early without an excuse. Gretchen Cleaver says a 30-minute wait to vote early at Schlafly Library Friday was worth it.
I think it's a great way to, you know, take all the time that you need to get it done when you want, and you don't have to wait in as long of lines as election day.
Her neighbor, S.J. Creek, a self-proclaimed early voting ally, was along for the ride, but prefers to wait until November 5th to vote.
I was like, I'll go with you, but I freaking love the actual election day. I get to see all my neighbors. It's like a giant reunion.
A list of polling locations to vote early and on election day can be found at stlpr.org. A recent survey of registered voters in the Midwest shows many support progressive issues, even though they elect conservative candidates. The October poll from the Midwest Newsroom and Emerson College asked voters in Republican-dominated states Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri about a range of social issues. Many voters say they support policies Republicans often oppose, such as the legalization of marijuana, voting rights for felons, and abortion access. Matt Harris is a political science professor at Park University in Missouri.
In some ways, I think in some cases, it's more than just an issue thing. It's that attachment to a party, that attachment to a brand that a party represents.
Harris says if there's a family history of voting for a particular party, people often continue to support that party. The Republican who represents Southern Illinois in Congress is expected to cruise to victory for another 2 years this election. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer reports U.S. Representative Mike Bost is feeling good about re-election.
The five-term Republican fended off his toughest re-election test earlier this year in the primary. Bost beat former GOP gubernatorial nominee Darren Bailey by less than 3 percentage points. However, because the 12th congressional district is so Republican, Bost is expected to beat Carbondale Democrat Brian Roberts by wide margins in the general election.
We're not spending a whole lot of money, but we're spending what we have to get our message out. Our opponent's doing very little, and the district is a solid Republican district. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Roberts, an attorney in Jackson County, did not respond to interview requests, nor has he reported raising any campaign funds. In Belleville, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois gaming officials are now prohibiting certain bets during NFL games. Alex Degman reports.
The NFL asked the Illinois Gaming Board to stop allowing wagers on nearly a dozen activities. As of this week, you can no longer bet on player injuries, player misconduct, fan safety, or roster decisions, for example. The league says betting on these things introduces, quote, sport integrity concerns and contravention of public policy goals. Basically, anything that one fan, player, coach, or league official can control themselves within one play is off limits. That also includes things like the first play of the game, missed field goal or extra point attempts, penalties, and officiating assignments. The league says these bets are susceptible to abuse and manipulation. Any sportsbook caught taking bets on the banned activities could lose their license. I'm Alex Degman.
St. Louis has a reputation as a beer town, but in the past few months, a handful of local breweries have filed for bankruptcy, indicated they're closing, or both. Craft breweries across the country are facing headwinds, and St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid wanted to find out how those are playing out locally. He spoke with Fausto Gonzalez, an assistant professor of marketing in the Olin Business School at Washington University. Their conversation began with how much breweries grew in the past 10 to 15 years.
There was a pretty stark rise in the number of breweries throughout the country. From about 2010, when you had roughly 1,800 breweries, you saw a meteoric rise in terms of the number of breweries that were popping up throughout the country. So I think last year we saw roughly 10,000 breweries, so that's a pretty significant increase over roughly a decade or just over a decade.
So what's changed now? I mean, why are we seeing more places, at least locally in St. Louis, either closing, filing for bankruptcy? What might be driving that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it might be a little early to tell, especially because we're starting to see a little bit of a plateau in growth. Some of the people who have talked about this have cited oversaturation in the market, but then there are a number of other factors that could be playing a role.
Like what?
To some extent, there might be increased competition, and so it's making it harder for craft breweries to just compete. Some of that is competition from mass market breweries who are interested in capturing some of that demand for craft beer. But then you also have just shifting preferences and tastes. So some people who are in a younger demographic also tend to like a variety of drinks. And so some of them are gravitating towards different things like spirits or ready-to-drink cocktails or seltzers, that sort of thing.
I think there's been a lot made about younger people not being as interested maybe in drinking as much. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it's interesting. Overall, there's been a general shift downward in terms of the number of people who are drinking as a whole from a younger demographic. Mm-hmm. And so generally what you're seeing, I think, is not necessarily something that is specific to the craft beer industry, although there are some signs that the craft beer industry is uniquely hurting in reaction to people drinking less in general.
Yeah. How much do you feel like the pandemic plays a factor into this in terms of people reevaluating their relationship with craft beer or alcohol in general?
At least sort of just after the pandemic, there was a lot of interest in people sort of getting back out there and doing things. And I think there was a slight uptick in people sort of drinking during the pandemic. Since then, you've seen a little bit of a decrease in the number of people who report drinking frequently. And so part of it could be that they're more aware of health concerns. Interestingly enough, the cost of beer has also gone up. And so that could affect whether or not people are spending that money on beer. I think the price of beer, even in last year, has gone up roughly 3.5%, which in comparison to things like spirits that have gone up roughly 0.1% and wine that's gone up roughly 0.6%, it's a pretty big shift for one type of drink.
So as we see this trend, is this something special to St. Louis, or are we kind of swept up in something happening more nationally?
Yeah, so the Brewers Association has suggested that, you know, there's not one region driving a change in consumption. It's interesting that we're seeing a lot of local breweries who are maybe sort of having a harder time. You're getting such different reasons for these breweries sort of either closing down or filing for bankruptcy or whatever it is. It's hard to really pin down one thing that's happening locally. Although the timing suggests that maybe there is some of this pullback in consumption happening in the St. Louis region, I wouldn't necessarily say that that's sort of a trend that's going to happen and carry through to St. Louis as a whole.
That was WashU marketing professor Fausto Gonzalez speaking with St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt. You can hear much more of their conversation on St. Louis on the Air. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.